This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mr. Trey Wingo, are you there, sir?
Yeah, have we figured out all the technological difficulties yet, guys?
We're a professional radio station.
Yeah, man, this is a tough start for us.
That's okay. Let's rally with a shout out to my people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area: Haji, Sessions, Joey, Bryce, BB's, all good. Good to be with you guys.
Peace. Now, do you say roots or routes? Because we had quite the discussion about this before the show. I said alternate routes, and one of my co-hosts is like, "Is it not alternate routes?"
It's funny you say that. We settled on alternate routes, unless, of course, the Canadian company Roots decided to sponsor the show. So we're going with alternate routes, like the passing the tree route is the best way to describe it.
And then when the show travels, it can be they're taking alternate routes.
So that's I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Especially north of the border. Yeah.
Will you please come back on with us as soon as you guys do the "What if the officials correctly ruled that Dez caught it" alternate route podcast? Because I really need to hear that.
Dez did catch it, by the way. I still don't know what the hell they were looking at.
Yes. Thank you very much for that.
Hey Trey, what are your thoughts on the Cowboys running back situation and adding Dalvin Cook at this point?
We're excited about that, but I'm also excited about obviously the new show I've got with DraftKings, pregame power up Monday and Thursday night, 6 o'clock Eastern on the DraftKings Network, where we get you set for all the primetime NFL games. Look, the Cook signing is a good one. I mean, he has 47 career rushing touchdowns. They're going to be a running back by committee team this year, and I do think that it's going to give them options in the running game. He's a good receiver out of the backfield, and I just think it's depth at a position where the Cowboys are going to need more production than they got a year ago.
The offensive line was something that they said they were going to really dive in on, really, really correct here. And now you got a guy in Tyler Guyton that looks like he could be a great replacement for Tyler or for Smith. And you got a center that you're feeling pretty comfortable with too here. What are your thoughts on what the Cowboys did on their offensive line getting younger there?
Well, yeah, like Jerry said, he was all in right this offseason. We all know that he must have been talking about knitting or something.
Yeah.
The Cowboys do a really good job of finding offensive linemen. You know, you go back to Tyler Smith, and you go back to Zach Martin, and you go back to the last couple of years and the players they've picked up and the centers they've had over the years. I think the one thing they've done with great consistency is really find good offensive line prospects.
You'd mentioned Jerry, and he threw out the line that nobody can effing do the job of GM the way he can effing do the job of GM. And I've always wondered, this nationally, how people look at Jerry when he says things, whenever he talks about things. Is it, do you take it like, hey man, he's serious about that? Or do you take it a different way?
I take it as it's Jerry saying things. Like, that's the only way you can take it, right? Like, Jerry is a wonderful owner. And he's not a good GM. Let's just be honest about it, okay? He's not a good general manager. And, you know, when he says things like, who do you think would do a better job? Well, there's only one way to find out, and you won't let that happen. Because the only guy that's going to fire the general manager is the owner. And guess what? The owner and the general manager are the same guy. I love Jerry. I believe that he has passion. I believe that he has built a sustainable business model But, you know, since when did Dallas Cowboy fans want to settle for three straight 12-win regular season appearances? Exactly. When was that the goal? When was that the mantra? I remember, let's win Super Bowls. You know, we're playing for Super Bowl 59 this season. The Cowboys' last appearance, not only in a Super Bowl, but in a conference championship game, was before Super Bowl 30. We're talking three decades. And the old saying from Daryl Royal, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It is broke. Fix it. It needs to be fixed.
The Cowboys, it's interesting that you say that because, man, Stephen Jones loves to tell us that. He goes, I don't know how many teams in the NFL have won 36 games in the last 3 years. And we're like,
who cares?
Yes, exactly.
Who frickin' cares?
I'm with you on that.
I'm so sick of this from the Cowboys trying to justify their failures in the postseason. If that's your goal, fantastic. Then say it. Then own it. Then stand up to it and say, I, Stephen Jones, and I, Jerry Jones, are really just happy winning 36 games over 3 years and doing nothing in the postseason because it makes us rich beyond our wildest measure. Or say, you know what? I get it. The Dallas Cowboys are a transformational franchise in the history of this league. We hold ourselves to a higher standard. We have to be better than what we've been. But they won't say that. They won't say that.
We've tried to get them to say that many times. You're right about that. The CeeDee Lamb deal, did it come in about where you thought? And do you think Ja'Marr Chase's deal is going to kind of mirror that then?
Yeah, it's a template, you know. And by the way, I will say this. I know this is not true in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but when you ask around the league, oh, give me the top three wide receivers in football, the names you will always hear is Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, and you mentioned Ja'Marr Chase. Nobody on a national basis is willing to put CeeDee on that level, and I do not understand why. His numbers last year were absolutely insane. You know, we dug this up, and you can see it right here in just how dominant these numbers were. Targets, number one. Receptions, number one. Receiving yards, second. Yards after catch, number one. Receiving touchdowns, second. Receiving first downs, second. Longest reception, 92 yards, that touchdown against the Lions. Receiving percentage per target, second with wide receivers with at least 100 receptions. I mean, the guy is an absolute baller. 100-yard receiving game, second. Receiving yards per game, third. First half receiving yards, first. Like, those are the numbers of a dominant wide receiver that should be, when you say, give me the best wide receivers in football, if he's not one of the first three names you mention, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Then on top of that, he passes the eye test. If you just agree. A great host around here once said, "Watch the damn game."
Yeah.
And if you just watch
exactly
the damn,
right.
If you just watch the damn game, CeeDee Lamb certainly passes that test. We got Trey Wingo from the Alternate Routes podcast in DraftKings right here on 105.3 The Fan. Speaking of wide receivers, can you believe that Kadarius Toney is a 2-time Super Bowl champion?
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him a 1-time Super Bowl champ and a non-participation ring because he was inactive for the entire playoff run last year, and he earned it. Like, it's kind of sad, though, guys. I mean, like, this is a kid who clearly has talent.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So it's not a lack of talent that is stopping Kadarius Toney. It's a lack of not being able to get out of your own way. I mean, we're about a week away from the start of the regular season. Again, the Chiefs lost last year 21-20 when a perfect throw to Kadarius Toney somehow ended up in a pick six for the Lions in a 21-20 loss the Chiefs had. You know, him lining off sides negated one of the greatest plays of the regular season last year, the impromptu lateral from Travis Kelce back to Toney for the touchdown. The Chiefs were cruising 27-10 a year ago against the Patriots. Another bobbled pass led to an interception, and the Chiefs had to fight out a 27-17 win over a terrible Patriots team. You know, he has ability, but he can't rein it in. And it's really kind of sad because, you know, he has the longest punt return in Super Bowl history that set up the go-ahead touchdown in Super Bowl 57. He made some unbelievable catches in 2022, but he cannot find a way to put it together.
When you use the descriptor sad, I kind of think about that as this week in the NFL with all the cuts going on. I know it's also a joyous time for a lot of these NFL players, but is this the most, outside of playoff time, the most brutal week in the NFL because so many people like might see their dream kind of go away?
Yeah, absolutely. And the worst part about it is what we're going to see in the next few days, right? You get through the Tuesday cuts at 4 o'clock and think, oh, I've made the 53-man roster. Then Dalvin Cook becomes available. And Dalvin Cook comes in and somebody else has to go. So there's really two phases to this, right? You get through the 53 and you think, oh, I'm safe. And then you get that call, hey, we just signed Dalvin Cook, you got to go. And that's got to be the worst. It's the absolute worst because you go through this entire process and you think you're safe. And then somebody else pops up at a position of need and suddenly you are out the door.
Trey, one of my favorite shows is Ted Lasso, and now that it's coming back for a fourth season, I'm excited about this. Yes, barbecue sauce. But my co-host here said that he would have liked it if Jason Sudeikis did not come back and reprise the role. Your thoughts on his thought?
Well, I can't say that he's wrong. Ooh. Because, let me put it this way, it was perfect.
Yes!
You know, what's the old adage? Always leave them wanting more.
Yep.
Right? And look, I love Ted Lasso. Like, believe. I'm the whole thing, you know? I'm all in. I'm going to watch. But I'm going to watch it, guys, going forward with a little trepidation. Like, is it really going to be what it was? Or are we just doing the money grab thing here? Mm-hmm. Because the show was perfect. And one of the things that made that show perfect is they understood the time in which they were operating. Like, for example, Jason Sudeikis has mentioned this on a couple of occasions, that they started in season two to really put in a lot of jokes to make fun of Higgins, you know, who was the manager of the Greyhounds. And then they realized, okay, we did this in COVID and people aren't feeling good about it. They need something uplifting. So they changed that dramatically. They knew their audience. They knew who they were speaking to. And so they sort of changed it for that perfect little three-year run. I hope it's great. I am all in. I'm going to watch. But like your co-host, man, I'm a little like, oh, guys, don't ruin this memory for me.
Man, that's a good thought on that. Don't ruin the memory.
Was the series finale I loved on so many levels. If Jason Sudeikis if he wants to come visit the team that Roy Kent is now in charge of at some point, then I'd be totally fine with that. But it feels like we wrapped up all the Ted storylines. He can go back, maybe get back together with his ex-wife or separated wife or whatever the case was, and he can have a happy little life of his own.
Yeah. It was neatly put together. So how are you going to unravel that and where are we going to go? So that's my concern. I'm all in. I'm going to watch no matter what.
But I am.
It's my second favorite show coming up besides the pregame power-up on DraftKings Network Monday and Thursday.
Damn right.
5 o'clock Dallas-Fort Worth time.
That's what you got to get in. 5 to 6 Dallas time before the Monday night and Thursday night football games. I'm curious what brought you over to DraftKings. I know post ESPN world, you've been doing all kinds of different stuff. What brought you with DraftKings?
Well, you know, I was with the Caesars for a while, and I had been talking with DraftKings before the Caesars deal, and they had always been really upfront with me and great in discussions. And the people I get to work with, you know, obviously the people on the show, Claudia Bellafato and Emerson Lazia, who I've known their work for years. The Golics are going to be on the show. Stu Gatz is going to be on the show from time to time. friends of mine, Ross Tucker, is going to be on the show. It's going to be great. We're going to get you set up for all your fantasy lineups and your bets, but also, like, we're going to be heavily involved in next-gen stats, and we're going to set the games up so you can figure out who you like, why you like him, what to expect to see. And that's going to be the fun part for me, is it's just sort of getting back in there and chopping that up on a weekly basis.
Did the next-gen stats tell you that the Cowboys can beat the Browns in a little bit less than 2 weeks?
Yes, but the next-gen stats also tell me that the idea of the Cowboys repeating as NFC East champs seems historically inaccurate. Right? We're talking about a division that hasn't had a team repeat as champs in over 20 years.
Yikes.
The last team to do that was the Eagles in the late 90s, early 2000s, and that's the longest active streak in the NFL. So, look, there's a lot of moving parts going on with Dallas. I'm glad, as I told you, the Lamb contract had to get done by the numbers that we talked about. But yeah, every year with the Cowboys, it's close your eyes, cross your fingers, and let's think this is going to work, because it should work. They're really, I mean, look, going into last year's playoff game against the Packers, they had the second best home winning streak in franchise history. That season, they had the highest points per game at home in the regular season of anybody in the NFL. They had the best turnover margin of any team in the NFL at home last season, and they got absolutely slobber-knocked by the Green Bay Packers and a quarterback making his first playoff start. That does not engender me to feel really good about what may happen going forward if they get into the postseason.
You make a lot of fair points, and for everyone who's been enjoying this, the pregame power-up with DraftKings, 5 to 6 p.m. Central, Monday nights, Thursday nights before the football games. Trey, thank you very, very much for jumping on with us.
You got it, guys. Anytime. Go Ted Lasso.
There you go.
Now,
common ground.
I like that guy.
Yeah, me too. And Corey, this might be a conversation for another time, but somebody sent this in, and I understand the sentiment from the 3-2-1. I couldn't finish last season of Ted Lasso because of how bad it was. I think the majority of that season is very subpar compared to the first two seasons, but the finale is awesome.
I think you're subpar to the two seasons.
Okay, well.
I don't really think that. I just felt I had to defend it.
It's okay. You can admit that some of their plot lines in season three were stupid.
No, I won't.
Okay.
I never will.
Okay, fair enough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.